Welcome back. Let us again pray and rejoice in God's love, even when it doesn't make, perhaps, an appearance in our obvious consciousness. I know today it's been a hard day for me to focus on God. So I'm glad to be here with you, celebrating this liturgy of the Word. First, let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions at the beginning rather than the end this time. Let us pray that each one of us might find consolation in a personal relationship with Jesus, and from his heart learn to have compassion on the world. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to listen to God's word. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. O my God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, and have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Amen. We actually had a universal memorial today for a medieval bishop and martyr. May the martyr Saint Blaise be our advocate, O Lord, that we may hold firmly the faith he taught with his lips, and sealed in his blood, and confidently profess it by our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles, near the end of the Acts of the Apostles. The caption, You Must Bear Witness in Rome. Wishing to determine the truth about why Paul was being accused by the Jews, the commander freed him and ordered the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin to convene. Then he brought Paul down and made him stand before them. Paul was aware that some were Sadducees and some Pharisees, so he called out before the Sanhedrin, My brothers, I am a Pharisee, the son of Pharisees. I am on trial for hope in the resurrection of the dead. When he said this, a dispute broke out between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and the group became divided. For the Sadducees say that there is no resurrection, or angels, or spirits, while the Pharisees acknowledge all three. A great uproar occurred, and some scribes belonging to the Pharisee party stood up and sharply argued, We find nothing wrong with this man. Suppose a spirit or an angel has spoken to him. The dispute was so serious that the commander, afraid that Paul would soon be torn to pieces by them, ordered his troops to go down and rescue Paul from their midst and take him into the compound. The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage, for just as you have borne witness to my cause in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness in Rome." The word of the Lord. Psalm 16, "Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope," is the antiphon. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, "My Lord, you are, O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup. You it is who hold fast my lot." I bless the Lord. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. I bless the Lord who counsels me, even in the night my heart extols me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. You will show me the path to life. Fullness of joy is in your presence, and delights at your right hand forever. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Alleluia. Alleluia. May they all be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that the world may believe that you sent me, says the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, "I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them, and you in me, and they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you loved them even as you loved me, Father. They are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So right away I can see that there's a contrast between the way that Paul will take advantage of the division, the confusion, the quarreling voices and parties within the Sanhedrin, and the oneness that Christ wishes for his church, modeled after his oneness with the Father. So right away I notice that they do have a reflection. Instead of reading it to you, I think I will just look at the very beginning, the short reflection. An English monk and priest, Boniface List, left England to preach to Friesland, now the Netherlands, in 716. With the approval of Pope Gregory II, he undertook the mission to the German interior. He felled the famous Oak of Jupiter at a certain place, thereby breaking the cult of the Norse god Thor. Many conversions followed. Called upon to serve the Frankish church, he found among the clergy murderers and brigands. Boniface led five councils bent on reform. At the age of 80, he resigned as Archbishop of Mainz to return to his early work among the Netherlands. He was martyred while on mission in 754. And the entrance antiphon is quite nice. "This is the one who was not deserted by God on the day of struggle and now wears a crown of victory for faithfulness to the Lord's commandments. Alleluia. Let us profess our faith in this Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. We're going to pray the prayers of the faithful, which I'll take them out of the breviary, since I don't really have. Only Magnificat will carry the prayers of the faithful on weekends, but not during the day. I mean, not during the week. Not during the week. Christ is God, blessed forever. Let us ask Him to send the Holy Spirit on all redeemed by His blood as we say, Lord, look with favor on those You have redeemed. Send into Your church the spirit of unity to remove all dissension, hatred, and division. You freed those possessed by devils. Free the world from the evils that afflict it. You prayed and were led by the Spirit to begin Your ministry. May priests find in prayer the guidance of the Spirit to perform their duties. May Your Spirit guide all in authority to seek the common good. You live in the glory of the Father. Summon into Your glory all that departed. We pray for Bill's intentions. We pray for Henry's intentions. We pray for Julia, who I know had significant health issues resulting in hospitalization. Last time I heard about her, she was unhappy about not being able to continue being a professor of catechesis. So that's the story. We're praying mostly for Bill's health, mind and body, and for Henry's job prospects. So we pray for our normal audience here, for all of your intentions, and for Pope Leo XIV to become a great uniter, a great minister of God's word, and a humble servant, and continue to be a humble servant throughout his pontificate. And we pray that God may revive in us the gifts of our confirmation, the gifts, all of them, and the spirit of fervor that we need, and correct in us all that's wrong as we give, inasmuch as we are giving up everything for Him, to Him. Lord, look with favor on those You have redeemed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. We've only been here 13 minutes, so let me read you. Let's pray another psalm together, and we'll read the readings from the other half of our liturgical scriptural prayer, the Divine Office of Readings. The Antiphon, since you have been raised to life with Christ, seek the things that are above. Alleluia. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of His hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth. Their words to the uttermost bounds of the world. There He has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent. Rejoices like a champion to run its course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun. To the furthest end of the sky is its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We pray with Mary to God the Father for all of our needs. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Since you have been raised to life with Christ, seek the things that are above. Alleluia. Since you have been raised to life with Christ, seek the things that are above. Alleluia. The law of the Lord is perfect. It revives the soul. The rule of the Lord is to be trusted. It gives wisdom to the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right. They gladden the heart. The command of the Lord is clear. It gives light to the eyes. Since you have been raised to life with Christ, seek the things that are above. Alleluia. The fear of the Lord is holy, abiding forever. The decrees of the Lord are truth, and all of them just. Since you have been raised to life with Christ, seek the things that are above. Alleluia. They are more to be desired than gold, than the purest gold. And sweeter are they than honey from the comb. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Since you have been raised to life with Christ, seek the things that are above. Alleluia. So in them your servant finds instruction. Great reward is in their keeping. But who can detect all of his errors? From hidden faults acquit me. Since you have been raised to life with Christ, seek the things that are above. Alleluia. From presumption restrain your servant, and let it not rule me. Then I shall be blameless, clean from grave sin. Since you have been raised to life with Christ, seek the things that are above. Alleluia. May the spoken words of my mouth, the thoughts of my heart, win favor in your sight, O Lord, my rescuer, my rock. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Since you have been raised to life with Christ, seek the things that are above. Alleluia. God raised the Lord to life. Alleluia. Through his power, he will raise us up also. Alleluia. A reading from the first letter of the Apostle John. Prayer for sinners is the caption. I have written this to you to make you realize that you possess eternal life, you who believe in the name of the Son of God. We have this confidence in God that he hears us whenever we ask for anything according to his will. And since we know that he hears us whenever we ask, we know that what we have asked him for is ours. Anyone who sees his brother sinning, if the sin is not deadly, should petition God, and thus life will be given to the sinner. This is only for those whose sin is not deadly. There is such a thing as a deadly sin. I do not say that one should pray about that. True, all wrongdoing is sin, but not all sin is deadly. We know that no one begotten of God commits sin. Rather, God protects the one begotten by him, and so the evil one cannot touch him. We know that we belong to God, and while the whole world is under the evil one, we too know that the Son of God has come and has given us discernment to recognize the one who is true. And we are in the one who is true, for we are in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. My little children, be on your guard against idols. Responsory prayer. We know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, that we might know the true God. Alleluia. No one has ever seen God, the only Son, nearest the Father's heart, has made him known, and has given us understanding, that we might know the true God. Alleluia. Second reading from a letter by Saint Boniface, bishop and martyr. The careful shepherd watches over Christ's flock. In her voyage across the ocean of this world, the church is like a great ship being pounded by the waves of life's different stresses. Our duty is not to abandon ship, but to keep her on her course. The ancient fathers showed us how we should carry out this duty. Clement, Cornelius, and many others in the city of Rome. Cyprian at Carthage. Athanasius at Alexandria. They all lived under emperors who were pagans. They all steered Christ's ship, or rather his most dear spouse, the Church. They did this by teaching and defending her, by their labors and sufferings, even to the shedding of blood. I am terrified when I think of this. Fear and trembling came upon me, and the darkness of my sins almost covered me. I would gladly give up the task of guiding the church, which I have accepted, if I could find such an action warranted by the example of the fathers, or by Holy Scripture. Since this is the case, and since the truth can be assaulted, but never defeated or falsified, with our tired mind let us turn to the words of Solomon. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own prudence. Think on him in all your ways, and he will guide your steps. In another place he says, the name of the Lord is an impregnable tower. The just man seeks refuge in it, and he will be saved. Let us stand fast in what is right, and prepare our souls for trial. Let us wait upon God's strengthening aid, and say to him, O Lord, you have been our refuge in all generations. Let us trust in him who has placed this burden upon us. What we ourselves cannot bear, let us bear with the help of Christ. For he is all-powerful, and he tells us, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let us continue the fight on the day of the Lord. The days of anguish and of tribulation have overtaken us. If God so wills, let us die for the holy laws of our fathers, so that we may deserve to attain an eternal inheritance with them. Let us be neither dogs that do not bark, nor silent onlookers, nor paid servants who run away before the wolf. Instead, let us be careful shepherds watching over Christ's flock. Let us preach the whole of God's plan to the powerful and to the humble, to the rich and to the poor, to men of every rank and age, as far as God gives us the strength, in season and out of season, as St. Gregory writes in his book of pastoral instruction. Responsory prayer, I have longed to give you the gospel, and more than that, to give you my very life. You have become very dear to me. Alleluia. My little children, I am like a mother giving birth to you until Christ is formed in you. You have become very dear to me. Alleluia. Since you are worried, Lord, your martyr Boniface spread the faith by his teaching and witnessed to it with his blood. By the help of his prayers, keep us loyal to our faith and give us courage to profess it in our lives. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Or it could have been this prayer, may the martyr Saint Boniface be our advocate, O Lord, that we may firmly hold the faith he taught with his lips and sealed in his blood, and confidently profess it by our deeds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. And we want to pray like a decade of the rosary just to finish off here. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Pray the mystery of Jesus' baptism in the Jordan River. God has proven that he loves us. He says that he loves us, just as he loves the Jesus that he acknowledged in the River Jordan. He has given us the love, the relationship that he shared with his only begotten Son. Now we pray also that you will help us as we feel like we're pushed down into the water, pushed down into suffering, pushed down into discomfort, into situations that make us unhappy, feel disrespected, feel hurt in occasion, just like being baptized. It's a way of dying with Christ, and it can be very, very disturbing, almost like drowning. And yet Jesus has already entered into this experience with us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, help us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Thank you for praying with me. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, hail our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, O most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.